I just plugged you in.
ब्रह्म की लीला है तो वहां उनकी शक्ति भी कैसे और वे करते हैं राधा जी के कंधे में हाथ रख करके कृष्ण पीछे चलिए। Now corrupt, powerful personalities, and even demigods have come to try to get the hand of this beautiful damsel. So Narada Muni, he began to think, and he actually went back to the abode of Lord Vishnu, and he said, "You have given me benedictions and wanted to grant me any boon in the past, and now I have never taken that. So please, just let me borrow your beauty for one day, your transcendental beauty." So Lord Vishnu said, "Not to so be it." And Narada Muni, with the beauty of Vishnu, went back to this planet where the Swayamvara ceremony was taking place. And he had a very nice garland in his hand, and there were many different powerful princes, even demigods, standing in line to get to have their garland accepted by this princess. But she would continuously ignore Narada Muni. And he thought he had the beauty of Vishnu, so he was studying around very proudly, trying to get in front of her to accept his garland, and she was completely ignoring him. So then, somehow or other, he was shown a reflection of himself. He looked in the water. Lord Shiva told him to look at his reflection in the water. He looked at his reflection in the water, and there he saw the face of a woman. So, at that point, he saw his reflection in the water, and then he saw Narayan himself come down on his Garuda. And then everyone in the assembly was stunned, and he walked right up to the princess and he gave her a garland. And in that way, they were betrothed. So Narada Muni was very upset. Vishnu himself gave me this beauty, but then he excused me, and I have this face of a monkey. So at that time, he heard Lord Vishnu. He said, "Just when you are most when you're just as I am in separation so much from my beloved, you also will be crying in the future in separation of your Shakti. And you'll have to get help from the monkeys to be relieved from your situation." So in that way, this is one of the reasons behind the advent of Lord Ramachandra, to fulfill the curse of Narada Muni. Separation of Lukash, Sita Devi, then he had to take the help of so many different monkeys, Sugriva and Hanuman, etc. Also, the Sandra Leela from Brinda Devi. He was so captivated by these relays that he came to this place and he did many austerities, deep bhajan, to enter into Sringara, Madhurila. So after very long meditation, very deep bhajan, Purnamasi yourself came here and benedicted Narada Muni, took him to Kusum Sarovara, dipped him in Kusum Sarovara, and there emerged a very beautiful transcendental gopi named Naradiya Gopi. So it's very powerful to come to this place, and we deeply pray to Narada Muni and all of these transcendental pastimes that occur in these places, that our hard hearts, harder than the shilas of Govardhan, hopefully that they will যাও
और बोले Thank you.